Okay, so thank you all for being here. I'm so glad we had a little chance to chat beforehand. Before we get started, I wanted to introduce Mary Ellen Zhang and myself and let you know a little bit about what a health coach does. Both Mary Ellen and I have been health coaches now for about 6 years, and we have enjoyed working with each other and doing things like this. We're working with groups. We work with individuals, people who want to look and feel their absolute best, but feel that they need a little bit of support in doing that. And as I said, we do that one-on-one. We can do that in group presentations, such as what we're doing today, or group programs with the Harvest program that we have. Basically, anything that they would like, what they feel they need support with. Mary Ellen, does that sound like a description?
Sure. Any kind of, I think I got into this, and I think Evie too, just, to share our knowledge and, help people live happier, healthier lives. So,
right.
One of the things that Evie and I enjoy most is, I don't know about enjoy most, but we really enjoy and live, is eating with the seasons. And it's
right.
Just part of how we live. It's a natural way to eat the foods that are at the peak of their flavor and nutrition as well. And, now we can access whatever we want almost all year round, and eating with the seasons has, a lot of intentional, good benefits for us.
Right.
So it's economical, right? To eat the foods that are most abundant when they're in season. I like to visit farmers markets or farm stands just to keep me eating with the seasons and in tune with the seasons and nature.
Right.
And
can I just add something, Mary Ellen?
Yeah.
Just because something's available doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best thing for your body.
Mm-hmm. And, this love for eating with the seasons just has naturally progressed into both of us learning more about traditional Chinese medicine. I mean, we both always had an interest in it going way back.
Right.
But, have really looked to learn more about it and incorporate it into our lives and our health coaching, too.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we're trying to do here with the Harvest program, right? So let's take a little look at what the philosophy of the traditional Chinese medicine really is. And then, it'll make a lot of sense as to what we're trying to do. So traditional Chinese medicine has been around for thousands of years. It's had many years to develop, has many followers. The difference is Chinese medicine doesn't deal with food the same way that we as Westerners do. Rather, they look at the energy of the food, so the qualities that food has that it can give us and that we benefit from. So instead of breaking down foods into its components like we do here in the West, which is, looking at the calories or the proteins, fats, carbohydrates, in Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, we tend to think of foods more as completely. So, for instance, does it have a heating quality to it or a cooling quality to it? How it affects us. So, in the fall, for instance, we want to be eating foods that are warming foods. And there are certain foods that just naturally do that, but also cooking them can help with that warming quality. And it's interesting because many of us grew up this way without really thinking about it because that's the way our parents were raised. If you think about it, in the summer, we ate raw foods, right? We were eating things like watermelon or salads. And the reality is those foods are more healthy for us in the seasons that they're being grown. So now, as we're going into the fall, we want to move to more warming foods, right?
Mm-hmm.
So traditional Chinese medicine while it takes into consideration the food that we're eating, it also deals with lifestyle issues. And we like to deal with that as well and talk about that as well, especially as health coach. We talk about the energy of the food and or the lifestyle and the way energy flows through the body. And the for instance, the different role that organs play at different times of the year.
So Evie and I feel so passionately about this that we wanted to create a program that mm-hmm. would help others learn and benefit from this healthier way of living and eating, or just a more natural, intuitive way of eating. So when we eat with the seasons, you know, we're just more in tune with the needs of our body too and how we feel. And this can also help avoid emotional eating. Mm-hmm. When you look back to, when you get back to whole natural eating, you naturally balance the blood sugar levels that cause cravings. So that's just one example. And eating this way can also help boost your immunity, so we're more resistant to cold and flu symptoms. So this fall program, you know, helps with that.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was so excited about, Mary Ellen, with doing a fall program is that I also suffer from seasonal allergies. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I don't know how many of you out there also do, but aside from, you know, in addition to taking, you know, medications, it's amazing that the foods that we ate and our lifestyles can help assist us in fighting off mm-hmm. the inflammation that comes with allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, too, what we're doing is we're introducing the idea of clean eating. So we want to do that, especially in the fall. It's a perfect time because we're getting back on schedule before the holidays are arriving and all of those holiday pounds are starting to creep up on us. So, and even if you're not worried about the holiday pounds, the foods that are being harvested this time of year actually help to reduce that inflammation that we were talking about in the body. And inflammation, as many of you know, it's a buzzword that's out there now. We're becoming more and more aware of how it contributes to not only weight gain, but it can affect our emotions, and it can contribute to illness, disease, and even certain cancers. So it's really important that we are mindful of this and we can eat to avoid this.
Mm-hmm. So during the fall, traditional Chinese medicine focuses on those foods that assist, Evie mentioned before, mm-hmm. you know, organs are a part of it, not just food but or energy, but also certain organs. So in the fall, we're focused on the lungs and the large intestine. And these are the organs that need the most assistance this time of year in the transition from summer. And we're going from the warm and moist air of the summer to the cool, dry air. If the lungs are congested, according to traditional Chinese medicine, this directly affects digestion and slowing things down and making you feel sluggish.
Right. Right. So this program that we've designed, we're so excited about, it's designed to jumpstart this fall clock. So to boost your metabolism, to energize you and support your immune system, to keep you healthy throughout this cold and flu season, and to counterbalance what's going on in your body this time of year. So you feel your absolute best as you enter this new season and you start off right and you learn the healthy habits that in the long run you'll be able to hold on to for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I think, you know, Evie and I talking about it, it's like a nice pause, a 5-day pause before like all the real busyness happens in the next
right.
couple of months.
Oh, I like that. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about the importance of the foods we eat and their quality for our health, but equally important are our lifestyle habits. So as mm-hmm. health coaches, even though we talk a lot about food, we also look at its lifestyle habits and how they're affecting our clients' health. So, for example, in the Harvest Program guide that we developed, there are lots of tips and suggestions that are especially beneficial for this time of year based on traditional Chinese medicine. And so like one of them would be overscheduling. You know, we want to avoid overscheduling. The holidays are busy enough, and so many of us overcommit ourselves over the holidays. I know I had to learn my way out of this.
Yes, this program,
you know, really gives us a chance to step back and evaluate what's important in our lives and then take more time for ourselves. So with the program, you know, it's going to help you think about entering the holiday season with a fresh mindset, and we're going to give you some new habits to create and, you know, possibly even some new seasonal traditions based on your introspection through this program, maybe throwing some traditions out the window and embracing
harmful ones,
absolutely, some new ones, yeah.
So, for instance, one of the things that we talk about, and it, this is something so simple and so basic, and it's amazing how many of us don't breathe deeply. So this concept of looking back at our breath, you know, you talked about overscheduling, and a lot of times when we get stressed and anxious, we actually stop breathing deeply. We start breathing more shallowly. Right. couldn't say that word. But and during this year, it happens often. So deep breathing is just a way to de-stress, a very simple way to de-stress. One of my favorite ways of de-stressing this time of year when the weather cooperates is just going out and taking a walk. And just being really mindful as you're doing it so that you're enjoying the season. You know, you're taking in that cool, crisp air, and, you know, you're smelling and hearing the crunch of the crisp autumn leaves. We don't take the time to enjoy the present anymore. So in our program, we talk a little bit about this. We also have a breathing exercise outlined that you can follow. Just real simple steps to get you to center and think about the here and now.
Yeah. So I just want to take a moment to tell you a little bit more about what is in the program. Like if you do the program, what do you get? What is it going to look like? It's not a fast or a quick fix for weight loss, although you may lose weight. You'll be eating real whole food, including three meals a day, plus snacks if you're hungry. We're giving you a cookbook with 30 different recipes. But, you know, you've got only 5 days, Monday through Friday. You're not going to need all 30 recipes. We've given you a lot of variety. And you can sort of pick and choose. Like, you might want to just pick two breakfasts for the whole week. And, you know, you can make them and, you know, make two and eat one today and the next tomorrow, or make maybe two lunches or two dinners and use the leftovers, you know, vary it up a little bit. We have some side dishes, too, that are provided, so you can have different side dishes with the different meals. And there, it's like regular whole food that your family will be enjoying as well. If you have, if you live with other people, or you know, whoever is in your household, they will be able to eat this way too, if they desire.
So everybody benefits, right? And you know, that's interesting what you say about the selection of the foods. In the past, we've had some participants who were overwhelmed by the number of recipes that are given. And just like Mary Ellen said, this, what's great about this program is you get to pick and choose, and you get to vary things. A lot of times I tell people, you know what, sometimes I have leftovers for breakfast. So just because it says it's a breakfast food doesn't mean you have to eat it at breakfast. So we've been talking about these fall foods now, right, Mary Ellen? So maybe, you know, maybe I should mention what some of these fall foods actually are. So, and again, they're all supporting the lungs and the large intestine this time of year. So some of the top supporting foods in the fall are apples, which is should be no surprise, right? Apples, you know, are being harvested this time of year. Some other fruit, another fruit is apricots, some vegetables, broccoli, leeks. Sweet potato is particularly good. It's a nice, warming, comfort food. Things like walnuts are also on the fall list. There's fatty fish like salmon. Poultry like chicken and turkey are included as well. And it's not just foods like this, but also spices. So warming spices like cardamom and cinnamon are included. We also have a dish which is a miso salmon. Miso is a fermented food, which is very good for you. It's and also adds a new flavor that you may not be familiar with. We encourage people or participants to try these new foods and expand the foods that they eat because variety is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny, just as you were talking about the cinnamon, you know, I There are no green smoothies on this program, but
right,
I had a green smoothie for breakfast this morning, and I did add cinnamon to it because, hey, it's October.
Right.
And it just was such a nice change up, you know, even though it's still the green. I'm looking forward to next week eating a little bit differently with my breakfast, you know.
Right.
And the other one I'm looking forward to is, because I've been doing a lot of roasted, you know, pan dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I love the roasted veggie quinoa lunch bowl, but you could have that, like Evie said, you could have that for breakfast, you could have it for dinner, you could have it, you know, half of it for a snack or whatever. Just having the, you know, roasting it all, having it ready is so easy.
Right.
I was afraid of it at first because there are lots of different parts to it, but it was so satisfying, and it made a lot, and it was, I had lots of leftovers. It was like that cook once, eat twice, or three or four times kind of thing, and it was, you know, it's nice because it had different textures, different flavors, different spices. Do you have a favorite, Evie?
Yeah, and you know what, before I get into it, my favorite, I was also thinking that you mentioned variety. We specifically tried in picking out these recipes to have something for everyone. So we do have a smoothie that's in the morning.
We do,
but it
actually
is a smoothie.
It's not a green
It's not a green smoothie, right, but it's an oatmeal smoothie, which goes more with those warming foods of fall. And oatmeal is one of the fall foods. So I liked, you know, that you said that. One of my favorite things, again, for breakfast, because breakfast seems to be such a hard one to figure out, we have a cardamom spice cream of wheat. And before anybody goes, wait, what, cream of wheat? There's no wheat in it. And again, it's just a different flavor, a different texture. It's actually kind of a smoothie, but it's a thick, like a porridge. So
yeah,
I really love that. Mm-hmm. With the cardamom in it, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is we have some more traditional things like the savory egg and sweet potato frittata for breakfast. And that you can make ahead. You can make a whole, you know, pan of it and have it every morning if you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My husband, John, really likes that chicken with roasted grape sauce. It was so different. I mean, I've cooked chicken for the last 20 years for him, and, you know, he's never had roasted grape sauce. He really liked it, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it's always fun to hear. So, okay, so we've gone into the specifics of what's in it, but we haven't actually talked about what's included in the program, what you actually receive when you join the Harvest Program. Now, some of you have already joined, and you've already gotten these documents, but it's kind of good to just go through them so that you know everything that's in there, because we encourage everybody to read through everything first before you get started.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in the program? First of all, you get support from two very experienced, certified holistic health coaches.
Oh, that's us.
And we are in touch with you via email, but we're also in touch with you through a private Facebook group, which is only accessible to you guys that are in the program. And we have daily posts with suggestions or inspiration, but everyone is able to share with each other their thoughts. If you have a question, we can put it out there for everybody to answer. But it's a great way of just sharing. One of the fun things to do is sharing recipes, like pictures of what you've cooked. And, you know, people get an idea then. It's like, oh, I want to try that. So it's encouraging.
Yeah.
You'll get a program guide with everything that you'll need to assure your success. It goes step by step, everything you need to know about how to go through the program, including lifestyle tips and cooking tips.
Yeah. So also, in addition to the program guide, you get the cookbook with the 30 recipes, which I already mentioned, lots of variety in the dishes, and suggested snacks. We have a couple of suggested snacks that are, you know, really based on the fall season and lung support and large intestine support. But you can do other snacks too. I mean, if you're if you want to throw an apple in your lunch bag, you know, you can. It's not like you just have to eat the recipes, right? You can have an apple and a couple of almonds if you want,
Which are both fall foods, right? We do include a list of the fall foods so that people can refer to them,
right? So yeah, you can use that fall food list for your recipes. There's also, which is so key, and Evie and I do this each week, a menu planner. And you know, you want to look through the recipes, you know, look at your calendar for the week, and then plan a couple of menus, and then from there develop your shopping list. So we've given you a menu planner template. We've also given you a shopping list with a list of all the foods that are in all 30 recipes. So you're just going to, you're not going to buy everything on that list. You're just going to, you know,
because there's
buy
a lot there.
What's in your, what's in your, you know, menu planner.
And what's really nice about that shopping list, it's grouped according to the type of food. So like all the produce is listed together, which makes shopping much quicker.
Yeah, that's how I do my shopping list every week. If I know which store I'm going to, I just, you know, I sort of do it by order of the store, right? Probably probably you guys do that too. I'm not telling you anything new. you'll get the private wrap-up call with your health coach. So that would be like Saturday or any day soon after the program ends.
We'll post days. We'll post suggested days.
And, we'll post suggested days and times. And so that that wrap-up call is really just to solidify what you've learned, you know, tell us how your experience was, but really help you maintain, you know, what you've learned for the future.
Right.
And there are probably some lifestyle tips, some ways of eating that you want to keep going on.
Right.
So we'll help you figure that out. And then, yeah, we have a little bonus for you just for being on the call today. we're going to email you two handouts. One is three proven exercises that increase happiness, so based on, you know, positive thinking. And then another one that we really like and do from time to time and use in our health coaching practice is something called Morning Pages. It's another tool for awareness and self-reflection. Oh, Mary, we were talking about that this morning, actually. Mary's putting a group together on self-compassion for our local Y. So that's pretty
cool. That's great.
Yeah. So we have your emails, so we can send you those two handouts. And we'll give you the information again to sign up for those of you that haven't signed up yet and want to sign up. So you'll have that information. We'll give that to you with the handouts. And then once you sign up, we'll send you the program book and the cookbook right away. And you'll have the weekend basically to read through, get your menu ready, go shopping, and we're off to the races on Monday. So
That's so important too, Mary Ellen, because like anything else in life, being prepared. So it's if you read through and you get your menu and you get your ingredients, it'll make this week so much, you know, it seems so much easier than any other week you've done before because you've got everything pre-planned.
Yeah.
Right? So now, we'd love to take, I will unmute everyone and be happy to take any questions that you might have. Okay? So I'm unmuting right now. Welcome, everybody.
So, of course, I do have a question. This is Mary. So doing this at home and having the ingredients at home is like a no-brainer and easy. Of course, Monday, the first day of the program, I have a dinner meeting out at a restaurant.
Great.
So, so I'm thinking, you know, my best bet is to just go with like just like a plain kind of chicken or salmon or,
Yeah, and I know the way Mary eats, we usually order the same thing whenever we go out together. Mary, that you try to maintain a gluten, dairy, and sugar-free diet, right? So definitely you want to continue with that. And hey, if they have a sweet potato option, go for the sweet potatoes, right?
Okay.
If they have a side, there's broccoli. We have a great broccoli, garlic, lemon, roasted, you know, veggie. So that's a great option too as a side. You know, the chicken, definitely turkey. The salmon is we do have salmon actually, don't we?
We do. We have two
salmon recipes in our cookbook. Mm-hmm. Those are really good options. What do you think, Evie?
Yeah, I think that sounds like that's exactly what I would have said. That's why we work so well together, Mary Ellen. one thing you did say that triggered something was the idea of the gluten, dairy, and added sugar free. Every recipe in the cookbook avoids gluten, dairy, and added sugars for processed sugars. So we're getting totally away from processed foods, which is part of that reset that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, going to a restaurant, the only thing you don't know is things in sauces. You don't know what's in the sauces. So it's best to eat fairly cleanly and kind of have them put the sauce on the side if you don't know what's in it.
Yeah. Tell them broiled, no butter, no oil, the oil's fine, but. Yeah.
And Evie, I'm glad you clarified on the breakfast, because like Mary Ellen was saying, I'm like a smoothie person. I have smoothies every morning, and that's like honestly been my breakfast for like the last 6, 7, 8 years.
Okay, great.
So I'm kind of actually looking forward to trying some different things for breakfast. But since I'm gluten-free, you know, if I were to do like the pear and banana oatmeal smoothie, I could just use the gluten-free like Bob's Red Mills gluten-free.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Right. No,
that's
great.
I used to. Mm-hmm.
And Mary, if you're interested, I do have an awesome almond meal bread that actually is pretty satisfying. Even my husband will admit that he likes it. So in the future, if you're looking for something. But breakfast tends to be, for some reason, the most challenging for people.
Right.
Anybody else have any questions?
Yes, this is Jack. I had a question. Kind of a stupid question, I guess. I'm assuming that for this to work, you have to do it 5 days consecutive. So what if something happened, whatever, and the third day you couldn't go by the rules? The next day, would you start again from day one to get your 5 consecutive days?
Mary Ellen, do you want to answer or do you want me to? This is Evie. My thought on that is because this is not a we're not dictating what foods you have to eat when. Yes, I mean if you have say a meeting where you really had no alternative of what to eat, just getting right back on the wagon, and I would say yes, go back into 5 days if you could. That would be a great thing to do.
Okay.
Does that make
sense,
Jack?
Yeah, I thought that's what you would say. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's not as if we're saying you have to eat this one day, then this the next day, then this the next day. Every food that is in this, every recipe that's in this is, you know, a clean, whole food meal.
Right.
That you can mix and match. And like I said, you can have a lunch for dinner or a dinner for lunch or for breakfast even.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
And that's the beauty of this, is that it's not a diet prescription. It is a lifestyle, and it's a way of thinking. And one of the ways of thinking, and as health coaches, we talk to our clients about, is you don't beat yourself up, because if you're eating well when you can eat well, you feel good about yourself and understand that you always can't be quote unquote perfect. Yeah. Right.
I'm back. I got dropped somehow.
I'm in on this. I think I'm going to give it a try.
Awesome.
I'm in for sure.
Good.
So great to hear that.
So I have a question. I think one of the things I'm going to miss the most is my little cup of green tea in the morning, because I know you can't have caffeine, but I have loads of the other teas that you have on your list.
Oh, like good.
The yogi tea, so I, easily can substitute that. And, I occasionally like to have a glass of wine in the evening. I know that's not going to happen this week. And the golden milk is what I'm going to use as my, quote unquote glass of wine.
Oh, great. So,
nice. That's a great idea.
And I know it's delicious, because I've had it before. You can use coconut or almond milk, right, for that?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And I noticed on your recipe that you even said you could use cocoa.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing, like, I like to have like one little small piece of dark chocolate a day.
So yeah, that's how you get away with it.
Yeah.
You put your little cocoa in there.
Can you use cacao instead of cocoa?
Well, cacao is nothing more than raw cocoa. So it's actually even better for you than cocoa.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Thanks. Good question, Mary.
Yeah, very good question. And, the issue with the green tea – oh, go ahead. Was that you, Mary Ellen?
No.
Did you want to say?
No, it's fine. Go ahead, and then I'll try to chime in.
Okay. With the green tea, yes, we're trying to avoid caffeine, but understandably for some people, if you've been drinking a lot of caffeine every day, it may not be good to go cold turkey.
Right.
Green tea has a little bit of caffeine in it. It's better than coffee, but what we have suggestions on how to back off of the coffee if you're a big coffee drinker, even just backing off of the amount of caffeine is better for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing I was going to add is, because it sounds like the caffeine and the wine might be a little bit of a challenge for you, Mayor. We do include in a food journal, a template for a food journal in the program guide. And we really do that in any of our programs to give you a chance to really put that mind-body together. How am I feeling when I eat this food? How am I feeling when it's been, 3 or 4 hours? And so it's really just putting you more in tune with the foods you eat and how you feel and how you relate to those foods and what's going on in your head. So sometimes we get into habits, I've got to have my, cup of coffee in the morning. And it may just be a habit, and it may not be something that's serving your body. I know you're doing the green tea, but, I think these other teas that we've recommended are they're perfect for the fall.
Yeah.
And for the lung support and
very body.
Yeah, so use your food journal to jot down, how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Good point, Mary Ellen. Thank you. That was great. Yeah.
So any other
questions? This is Linda. I have a question.
Okay.
I'm wondering what's the significance of 5 days, and what is the expectation of what changes after 5 days, or is it just like really a template for what you're going to keep, keep maintaining?
Great question.
That's
a
great question.
Great question. And we do address that in the program guide, but I'm so glad you asked that question. I mean, it's funny, but like Evie and I always say, we can do anything for 5 days, right?
Right.
So it's just to give you like a jump start and to introduce you to maybe some different ways of eating and different lifestyle tips. And that's really where the one-on-one call comes in after the 5 days. is what was your experience like? What kinds of things do you want to continue doing? How do you feel? How do you want to go forward with this? So it is really just like a jumping off point.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, and you know, the idea is 5 days is long enough to start developing habits.
Yes.
It's not, you know, for people who are very sugar addicted, it's difficult to do this. 5 days is great, and as you said, with the follow-up afterwards, the support to find out, you know, some people might still be experiencing what might be considered withdrawal symptoms. But those are all good things to talk about, to think about, to realize that you are potentially addicted to some foods. But in 5 days, you can also say, hey, you know what? I don't miss it. Mm-hmm. So it's a good amount of time. It keeps it within between weekends, which makes it easier to follow. And there's less opportunities, you know, like social obligations that will take you away from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Should we wrap up then?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being such a great audience and listening. Hope you learned a bit about what we feel so passionately about, and hope that you will embrace as well. We look forward for you, all of you who have already joined. We're looking forward to having you with us, and we hope there are others that will join the ranks.
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah. We'll follow up. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.